Welcome to the Midday for a Wednesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, again in our Buck studio, where we have live music in the form of the Troika Piano Duo, members of the duo being Vladislava Henderson and Lyudmila Syabrenko. And welcome back to the Midday. It's been a couple of months.
Hello. We're here, lose you.
Yes, you definitely are. As a duo, your piano duo, you formed in the far east of Russia.
Correct. It was Kamchatka Peninsula when we started playing together. It was quite a while ago before I moved to the United States 16 years ago. So that was quite a while ago.
When we think of music in Russia, we think of Moscow, we think of St. Petersburg, you know, maybe, parts of that part of Russia. But we forget about the far, far east. So what kind of musical life is there in the Kamchatka Peninsula?
Yes, when you think of Kamchatka, you should think of Alaska.
Sure.
This is the same region,
yeah.
Just split it. A long time ago. It was split a long time ago. That's what Kamchatka Peninsula, and then far east is Vladivostok.
Yes.
Also. So it's all sea regions, this shore.
Sure, but there's a lot of there is a lot of music in Vladivostok. I mean, it's a big city, but
there is a conservatory. I believe they prepare for doctoral degrees, and Kamchatka Peninsula, there is a music college. It's just for the bachelor degrees. I believe now they do master. But when I started there and worked there, it was just a college.
Did you also study in what they call the Big Three?
This is conservatory, yes. For the master degree, we both graduated at Saratov Conservatory. It's the third established in 1911 in Saratov. And after St. Petersburg and Moscow conservatories.
So you've covered the bases then musically before coming here.
Believe so, yes. Russian bases.
Russian bases, that's right. Yes. And so what kind of trajectory, what kind of career path have you had in these past 16 years since you were here?
I played when I just moved here to Madison, I played at Fallis House of Piano soloist concerts. And 3 years ago, when Lyudmila was be able to come to the United States, we started playing together again. So we kind of reestablished our duo and just named it Troika.
Yes, I know. I've had some questions about that. Troika Piano Duo.
It's for the spirit, I guess, the third one.
Sure, sure. It's hard to get three people at the piano anyway.
Yes.
And you have...
It's possible, though.
Is it?
Yes, there's duos for six hands on one piano by Rachmaninoff.
But you have to be good friends.
I think so. Even when you play a duo on one piano, just four hands, you need to be a good friend. Really. Yeah, and you need to be close to a person you play this. This helps a lot.
This is going to, because it is kind of a choreography that's required when you're playing. Exactly.
Like we're going to play Schubert piece today, just excerpts from Fantasia, Opus 103. And it's extremely hard. Sometimes you have to cross hands. It's just...
Well, you know, I've heard that Schubert did that deliberately because he liked to perform those four hands pieces with a young lady, and you got very well acquainted when your hands
might be,
were on...
It might be, yes, but he definitely liked the ladies. I know that.
Well, you mentioned Rachmaninoff, Vladislava, and so you're going to start with Rachmaninoff?
We're going to start from Opus 11, the six pieces. We're going to play three pieces from this opus: Waltz, Russian Theme, and Slava, which means glory. It's like anthem, kind of, for old Rus from when Russia, before Russia became Russia, called Rus. So that's what we're going to play, and following Schubert, these two works we finally put onto the CD this year. There's Marv Nunn, who was a recording engineer. So we're going to do this.
Okay, so starting with Rachmaninoff from the six pieces.
Thank you.
if a piano could represent a symphony orchestra, that's about as close as it could get.
Yes.
Were those bell sounds that we were hearing? I mean, especially in the treble, but then in the bass too.
Of course, Rachmaninoff.
That's right. He loved those bells.
All those bells.
Very influential.
Everywhere in his music, yes.
That was waltz and the Russian theme, and just now Slava from Six Pieces for Piano Four Hands by Rachmaninoff. And he wrote actually a fair amount of piano four hands music, I guess. Rachmaninoff.
Piano four hands, piano for two pianos.
Right, the suites.
A lot of his works for suites, yeah.
Back now with the Troika Piano Duo. We'll go just past 12:30 for our quiz question today in order to accommodate a portion of a work by Franz Schubert, and this has a particular connection to a friend of yours.
Yes, we decided to play a part of this work to dedicate this to Frank Glaser, who was my friend, and we were going to play this fantasy with him, but it unfortunately didn't happen. He told me, I think you'll play this piece really well, especially the first part, so I did. And we are playing it now, this Lyudmila. And this is just the final part of this piece, because we think the music of whole fantasy reflects human life throughout, and of course at the end, the conclusion, and in the fugue form, kind of fugue-like form, it's always like Beethoven has in his late sonatas, and fugue is always conclusion of something, or musical material also. So here is. Also, this piece people call Swan Song. So
the Swan Song.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. The finale from the Fantasy or Fantasia of Franz Schubert, sometimes called the Swan Song, played by the Troika Piano Duo, my guests in our Buck studio today. And now back to the Troika Piano Duo. And the question is whether, when he composed, as many composers do, Tchaikovsky composed at the piano, and therefore would there be a version of the Nutcracker, for example, that is in his original piano score, or what is the history of it, Vlada?
No, this is just an arrangement and for four hands, and I thought that this is a wonderful arrangement, and we decided that we would like to play it, and we learned a few pieces. It's just mostly it's a dance suite. So sure. We're going to play Russian dance today, and you see how it sounds for the piano, four hands version. We'll try to get as close as possible to the symphony version, symphony performance. So.
And now you'll be playing the bass, and Lyudmila will be playing the treble this time around.
This time, yes, we switch from now on. Mm-hmm.
Case is the fingers that do the dancing.
Yes.
The Russian dance from the Nutcracker of Tchaikovsky. Well, speaking of national dances, you also have one of the Slavonic dances of Dvorak. It's either a total of 16, and this is the second. The first two really, in some senses, are the strongest.
This is a very lyrical, very famous piece. They're different opuses. Number two could be in E minor, also different. So, but
right.
This one, I think the most famous, and we decided to play this today because even though our spirit is maybe troika most of the times, but we would like to play sometimes just lyrical music and beautiful music, I think. Yes, it's kind of happened to be the next part of our program are all dances, yes.
Great. So Slavonic Dance, Opus 46, number 2 by Dvorak.
Thank you.
now back to the Troika piano duo, Vladislava Henderson and Lyudmila Syabrenko. And they have a program largely of actually dance music, or dances, let's say, that written by diverse composers. And one of the, we've heard the Dvorak, actually Dvorak's Slavonic dances were pretty much directly inspired by the fact that before him, Johannes Brahms had published Hungarian dances. And these were, I think, in both cases, written originally for pianoforte hands, which was a very popular form of music in the 19th century.
Yes, well, the symphony versions, of course, you can hear all these dances. And as one lady at the concert at the Unitarian Church we just had a week ago, she said, "I was in Hungary and people played there on all possible instruments." So,
I can imagine.
Course, only they probably don't see that. Not possible.
But this is, I think there's a total of 21, and this is number 2 in D minor. Hungarian Dance number 2 in D minor by Brahms. And Brahms actually never claimed to have written these pieces originally. He said they were all just settings of, I guess, dance tunes that he'd heard in various cafes and other venues around Central Europe.
It's definitely gypsy-like music. So, and in Russia, gypsy music is so popular, and there's lots of gypsy people wander around St. Petersburg,
that's what they
Moscow.
Do.
Yeah, well, yes, that's what they do. But they, I didn't see them on the street like I see them in Russia when they come there. And I was a witness how they, actually, we were victims. They stole, they just surrounded my mother one day and stole a wallet from her with a lot of money. They just, and it was hidden so far. I don't know how it happened. But it's a
well, the dark side, but the bright side is that they not only make a lot of music, but they've inspired an awful lot of music. I mean, anywhere from, you know, Haydn right on up through contemporary music.
Yeah, exactly. So but I guess their music is just they gather everywhere along the way where they wander around, and just all nationalities have tunes.
Yes.
In their music.
That's right. That's right. Yes. They do spread the music, don't they? Now, is this a contemporary composer that you're using for your finale here? This is not a name that would be a household word.
This is Saint-Saëns, and
it is.
Okay. It's not. It's actually
Saint-Saëns.
Not very. So. Yeah, Saint-Saëns. Yeah, I probably missed one letter. writing the program notes to Norman. It's a Saint-Saëns pas-redoble, so it's kind of much like music. And I think there's many steps involved in one beat, something like this.
Sure, that's so it's an old dance form, right?
Yeah, yeah, I think it was for the ceremonies of course, like carreras or...
And what's the context for this? Is it from a collection of pieces or from a larger work or what?
No, it's just a piece which plays mostly by the symphony, and it's four hands arrangement. So
pas redoublé by Saint-Saëns. the Power Double by Camille Saint-Saëns, who clearly wanted to give his pianists a workout and also, I think, had a kind of a theatrical flair for that music. Not a circus piece exactly, but you could see a lot of things going on with that. It's a big show of some kind, yeah.
Yes.
And he did write some devil. I don't know for you how difficult that was, but it certainly looked difficult. But but he wrote some devilishly difficult music for piano four hands or two pianos. Saint-Saëns did.
It's not easy, yes. I admit.
And what are the plans? The immediate plans for the Troika Piano Duo?
We have two more concerts. One is going to be at Middleton Glen next week, Wednesday. I think it's
March 25th.
Yes. And our final concert in Madison area is going to be on April 20th at Oakwood Village West on
Mineral Point
Monday. Monday series, Monday music, they have Monday concerts. And then Ludmila is going to go back to Russia. And probably, if we're lucky this time, this visas in the fall, if everything will be ready. Political situation doesn't help right now with that, this visas issues. We are going to go to Europe as we planned last year, to Lausanne and Czech Republic to play there at the places where we supposed to play last year. If it doesn't happen in the fall, then it's probably going to be postponed to the spring. So we're hoping, we cross our fingers that everything is going to be good. And then we have plans to play in the fall as well.
Great.
In St. Petersburg.
Whoa, wonderful. Lots of things going on then.
In Moscow.
And thanks for being here today for the midday.
Thank you. It's a nice show, I found out.
Well,
and so thank you, Norman, for inviting us.